find dungeons of fun, and you'd rather drink than fight dragons. The answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Ho there, travelers, and well met!
Welcome to episode 3 of Funjuns and Frat.
Let's get a new logo.
Funjuns and Frat? Yeah.
We are off to a flying start. Sick! Hi, I'm your moderator. Talking can be difficult from time to time, but this is episode 3 of Funjuns and Flagons. Welcome back to the series. You guys can clap and holler. Do what you want to do. Get it all out now, because it's going to get exciting. Hello to our adventurers right here. We've got Tad.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tad.
I'm Tad the Tabaxi, a half-cut, half-human race who's trying out new voices. We'll see where it goes. It's not doing so good. I'm a rogue, and I also, what else do I got? I'm sneaky. I can smell treasure. That's really important. I forgot. Yeah. And I have a sword, a dagger, that can fly right back to me. And I'm happy to be here.
Happy, good-o. We've also got Samantha.
That's right. Or Sam for short, if it's easier. Just call me Sam.
It's not.
Just direct
easier.
Any Sam towards
what about
me.
Samantha.
No. Just how about Sam. Like how about like Ladin? Like, here, Ladin. Here, boy. I am Sam the Genasi. I am an air wizard. My goal is lovemaking. And my weakness is I'm easily seduced, parentheses, sexually. I also have a strength of voices, a.k.a. subterfuge. Mm. And I have a chaos bolt, plus some meats and cheese.
Same.
Yeah.
Hello, Samantha.
Thank you.
And then there's Dave, played by Rob.
Hello. I'm Dave.
Dave.
I am Dave the Dragonborn. I am a warrior with incredible healing powers of self. My weakness is magic. I'm not very good with that. And luckily, I have a magical trident
that
is almost entirely useless to me. But it's much better than a plastic fork.
Well, ouch. But you know what? I'm resourceful, so there you go. With all that happening, I want to thank you. Big thanks to, Patreon. I don't know what's happening, guys. I'm not even sure I've had a big day. I'm just a little tired, I guess. But that's no excuse because we're playing Funjuns and Frags. So big shout out to Patreon. You're the reason why this show exists. We also have a Reddit as well. If you just look up Funjuns Flagons after that little hashtag.
r/.
That's it.
Cool.
Thanks. Plus one to your next roll. It's that easy, guys.
Really?
If you do want to help out with the show and funding it, just jump onto patreon.com/geekbomb. We've got so many perks and tiers happening there. We've also got a new tier that's happening, and you get to have a 2-hour hangout with me every single week to talk Funjuns. So we've been planning and plotting what we've got coming in store for you guys, and it's pretty exciting. I also want to thank those, the BBCCs. We've got Adam, Baxorn, Joshua, Jonathan, Raphael, Skylar, Caitlin, DBK Joe, Cassie, Nathan, Steve W, and Terry, who has done something pretty cool for this particular episode. Also, this show is a little part, they've partnered up with Art and Arcana, which is a D&D book, which has just come out. And apparently today it hit the bestsellers list for USA Today, which is super cool. I was able to check out their WeHo book tour, which happened. Here's a little photo with the gang. But if you do want to check out the rest of the dates for their US book tour, it's right on the screen now. So there you go. And if you do want to buy a copy, the link's in the description. Just click it. Click a few more buttons and you've got one.
Click it.
Jump onto the Patreon though to see what 50, 20, 10, 5, and 2 bucks gets you as well. So what is Funjuns and Flagons? Can everyone roll for me, please?
3, 6.
Is that a 9?
That's a 6.
That is also
a 6. It's on the bottom.
So Rob and Hector, can you just tell us what... No, don't re-roll. Tell me what Funjuns and Flagons is.
Please, Hector, after you.
Deflection.
Well played. Funjuns and... It's Funjuns and Flagons.
It is, apparently.
It's a show where we try to make Maude Garrett laugh in the hardest way possible.
I don't find anything funny.
Make her upset by doing bad Australian accents. Yeah,
like
right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Honestly.
All right.
Damn it, Rob.
Chuck a
barbie. Yeah, that sounds great to me,
well,
mate.
A real Australian would call it a prawn. That's
right.
Chuck a prawn on a barbie.
Chuck a prawn on a barbie. That's right.
A bingo got my baby.
No.
Ooh, let's crack open a Foster's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's not Australian at all.
What was that?
Sam.
A little Irish in there.
I worked with you every day for a year and a half. Did nothing sink in. Did nothing. Hector,
turns
you're about
out,
a five.
Australian's harder than you think it is.
It is. Well,
Rob's,
I'm at a five.
Yours is like perfect.
Really?
Yeah, he's just really good. It's making me
thank
homesick.
You. I can actually do one, just not when I'm on camera.
So yeah, there you go. Fungus and Flagons is like D&D, but there are not really any rules. You have to roll to do things in this land, but it's all about exploring and role-playing. If you roll a 10 or lower, whatever you want to do doesn't work. If you roll an 11 or higher, it does. The higher you roll, the better it is. The lower you roll, the worse shit goes down. Sorry about the bleep already. These guys have hearts for health.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have, Tad?
Tree.
Well, you had four.
I did, and I lost one.
Yeah, but you have like four total. How many total would
four.
You have?
Four.
Yep.
I feel like I have two and a half total.
No, you would have had three.
I would have three? Okay.
Yeah, well, but you lost one because of the spider.
I think my heart spider. Broke because yeah. of Molly, I think is
oh.
what happened. That's what happened.
Oh, Molly.
Oh, and Molly.
Dave?
Dave, I have five.
Five.
Whoa.
So what happens with that? If you get struck, you will lose hearts. If you have no hearts, you faint. If you can't roll your way out of being faint, you die. You also have charges with your new legendary weapons. A charge allows you to roll randomly and a hopefully positive random effect happens. Thank you, Patreon, for putting in the charges. But you can use them whenever you want. You can use them in battle. You can use them just right now if anyone feels lucky. That's cool. With charges, you only have a limited amount of those as well. If you roll a 20, you get an extra one permanently. If you roll a 1, you lose one permanently. And upon rolling a 1, you must roll a d20. And whatever charge it lands on, I'll read it out to you, knowing that that will never be able to be used in-game ever.
Man, that's rough.
It's like getting tinnitus.
What?
You know, when you get the ring in your ear and then you never hear that frequency ever again.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. No. Plus one to your roll. I like learning.
Oh, nice. Damn it. I'm just trying to get a plus one to my
spreading
roll.
Spreading knowledge. Spreading knowledge.
I'll tell you what.
Just, it's just the next what roll.
I'll tell you what. You can have my plus one.
I can't do that, Rob. There's no way. I can't.
This
that's
is
so
a
nice.
Different
give
dynamic
give another plus one.
Here.
I know. It's nice. Give him another one.
I'll take another one.
Are you guys ready for episode?
Don't take away the one you gave me.
That's it. It's like you've never eaten before. Little beggar boy.
Mm.
Who's ready for episode 3 of Funders and Flagons? Wow.
What was the appropriate response? What did you need from us? Like a yeah? Like
yeah,
a woohoo?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
I believe so.
I wooed already.
Mm-hmm.
Our adventurers, everyone. Alrighty, so this is what happened previously on Funders and Flagons.
Ooh.
Our three somewhat reluctant heroes made their way into the forest, urged on by a raven with a note reading, "Please help, follow the bird." When they arrived at the heart of the forest, they found it burned and in ruin. Laying in a heap was a mystical druid, the leader of the lands. He told the tale of a rogue storm giant who destroyed the forest, thus breaking the standing treaty between earth and sky, a treaty that was forged to keep peace over the lands. He urged the heroes to take down this storm giant. To aid in their quest, he imbued their weapons with the souls of legends past to make their weapons legendary. Tad's dagger became the Giant Slayer, a dagger that returns to his grasp when thrown. Samantha's arcane skull was imbued with chaotic?
It's pronounced chaotic?
Yeah. -2.
Damn it.
-4.
I was thinking necrotic. That's a whole
other
thing.
Different thing.
Nope. Chaotic magic, providing a beam of energy and a shield when called upon. And Daive's trident became the legendary trident of Garda. But with her weakness with magic, she's unable to use the full power of it. Using their newly charged weapons, the trio took down a cluster of spiders. Go, you good thing.
We're so brave.
They now find themselves still in the heart of the forest, charged with the duty to stop the storm giant destroying the lands. So you guys remember what was around you? There's dead spiders with their legs up on the ground.
I remember getting a number of those bad boys.
No, he turned into
dust. Oh, he turned into magical dust and floated away. That's so typical of him.
But then he went into there? He went into the... He went in here. He went into a couple
of
places.
He put the legends of souls into your weapons to turn them legendary.
Ah.
And each of your weapons have like a pretty cool history behind it, which is cool.
Ooh.
Can we know about them?
Are we familiar with that history?
Well, you know a little bit.
Yeah.
You've got dwarven runes in yours.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course
yeah,
I do.
This is necrotic, but I'm pretty sure it's chaotic magic in mine, so that's pretty cool.
The translation
necrotic would make more sense.
Yeah. Thank you. That's why I was confused, because it's a skull.
Pretty sure it's chaotic. It's my skull.
Didn't you kill a kid?
Yes.
To get that skull?
Yeah, it's a tiny child skull. Hmm. Murdered a child.
Why?
Murdered a child?
Murdered what child? First grade, second grade. I don't know, it's pretty small. Yeah, but it's, but it feels like it's adult proportions, which is weird. It's not like an enlarged child.
Pygmy skull.
Pygmy skull.
That explains it. Is that why you... Never mind.
It's like a it's like a halfling skull.
Yeah, maybe it was a halfling. Mm-hmm. There you go.
It was.
And
may
you've
not
got
be
your...
able to carry that ring, Mr. Frodo, but I can carry you!
You couldn't, Sam. Another Sam.
Another Sam. We don't need any more
Sams. This is
Sams
my skull
here.
Name, Sam. So
no,
I'm Sam,
no.
This is Sam, and those are the only Sams.
No. So you're in the heart of the forest, guys. You're in the heart of the forest. Can you remember what happened in the last episode? You fought the spiders.
Yes,
you got
killed some spiders.
There's a big dude over there. He's floating over there. The storm giant.
That
storm
is a giant.
Storm giant.
Right over there.
Yep.
Yonder.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's over what's
there.
Happening.
Remind us what happened with the bird. The raven.
It's still with us.
Died with the druid. Yeah.
It did.
It's the life energy, the life force.
That's right. It's connected with the druid.
Yeah, maybe it would have stayed if it had something to live for, but...
What a shame.
That wasn't the... Oh, would you look at that?
What's that?
Can you see that? It's this tiny... It's a cute little mushroom. A little yellow mushroom just popping out behind that tree
Don't
there.
Don't eat yellow mushrooms.
Don't... Oh, wait. That was going to jump at it.
There you go.
Hold it, Tad. Hold it.
I mean, you guys have the perception. I do not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perception check?
Well, you don't need it because this is your strength. You smell treasure.
I do. Wait a second. What's that over there?
You can
it's
smell
just a yellow mushroom.
Oh, but
you can smell a very precious stone.
Ooh,
funny, I'm gonna go like over
and get them, pick the mushroom.
Tad, are you sure about that?
I smell treasure, so that's my thing.
Tad, gold. It'll be fine.
What? Thank you.
It could be
one time.
Just one time.
25 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
I'd like to. Wow, I'm off my game, guys.
You are?
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Well, I think I'm going to do a perception check. Is there anything dangerous around it? Anything? A roll?
You're looking to see for danger, or are you looking to know where the smell's coming from? Which one?
I thought it was coming from the mushroom.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can just smell that there's a precious stone.
There is a mushroom. And there's a precious stone.
In the space, yes. We're in the heart of the forest.
Okay, so smell for the precious stone.
Roll for
focus.
Why do
we care about mushroom?
Yeah.
You've lost a charge permanently. God. You now only have...
I mean, the theme has continued. It's a whole new week, and yet still.
You rolled a 20 last time, so you're back to just having 3.
Yes.
All right, but I have no idea where it is. You just know that it's there somewhere. You're like, meow, 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 meow. That's it.
Tad, what are you freaking out about?
I don't know. There's a precious stone somewhere, according to...
According to who? According to your nose?
Intuition.
Mm. The little Mother's mushroom's intuition. Excited by the presence of you guys, and it's...
It's moving?
It does. It's,
okay,
it's,
wait a
it's
minute.
Like Mario?
It need a description on this mushroom. Does it have 2 black eyes? What's happening? What kind of a mushroom is this?
It looks like it would be... I'm doing it right now.
Is it like Fantasia? Is that what we're looking at?
I'm thinking brooms from Fantasia.
Yeah.
A very popular movie in Trithernia.
So it's a squat little mushroom, but yay, I guess. It's like kind of looks like the one-up mushroom a little bit, but yellow, a yellow cap on it, and it's making its way over to you guys.
Is this normal in Truthernia tea? Are we high?
No. We haven't had a mushroom yet.
That dead guy did just fly into all of our weapons.
Mushroom, what you want?
Boop, 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 boop. So it goes up
That's
to
not
you,
a
Dave.
Word.
It goes up to you. Boop, boop. And it blows spores all over you.
Oh, no.
Can you roll
Tad,
for
get
me?
Back. Tad, get back.
20.
Not only do you get a permanent extra charge on your weapon,
yes, I do.
But this,
what?
I will say it because it's a 20, paralyzing spores don't affect you this time.
Dragonborn. Oh, no. So, high five.
So this cute little mushroom that's popped out is trying to freeze you in your tracks, and it is very unsuccessful.
Didn't work, little mushroom, did it?
Now, would any of us recognize this genus of fungi?
Roll for me. You seem like a learned person.
8.
You've never seen it before.
What the hell is that thing?
It is 13.
You identify it as a fungus.
Ah, it's a fungus.
Fungus. The second one.
Fungus.
Why did it just defecate on me?
It sneezed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guys, it has a paralyzing...
Wait, what?
Yeah, spores. And they didn't...
Dave,
apparently
get away
they didn't
from
affect
there. Dave.
You.
I'm immune.
Yeah. The dragonborn. Yeah. She's good to go.
What?
Yeah. Awesome.
Dragon spawn?
So
dragon
before spawn. I kill the young fungi.
Fungus.
It's a fungus.
Fungus friend. Before I kill you, are they capable of speaking?
Mm-mm.
No. So but wait, can I just kick it?
Wait, but before you kick it, Dave, maybe we can use some sort of a magic to determine what
as you think about
it,
this, huh? Another yellow mushroom pokes out from behind.
Maybe
like,
it's time we left.
All right.
Here's an idea. Beep, 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 let's get boop. Running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't think Tad can.
Ah, because oh, no. of... There's something in here.
That's yeah, that you will not leave.
So
without.
We, as I am immune to these mushrooms, I will distract them whilst you search for the treasure.
Thank okay. you.
Sounds good.
Appreciate
and
it. Alrighty.
And I'll watch your back, Tad. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Should I roll for success?
For protection?
To keep them.
Yep.
Yeah.
To see if they're distracted. Yeah. Sure. No. Eight. Another one comes out.
Let
there
me
are now
try.
Three.
I
little
will try
yellow, boop, boop, boop,
my
boop, boop,
distraction.
Boop.
I am an expert in different voices. I speak.
Fungrus.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Go. Roll higher than that'll.
Nine.
Will not
that's
do it.
Phew! Oh, please, a little fungrus. What are you doing over here? Please, why should you spores at us? Huh?
Can
why
you
do this?
Roll to defend the sneeze?
I mean, that was pretty good.
Five.
What
oh,
is
no.
Oh, wow. You are... You're frozen in place. You cannot move. There it is.
So he's frozen.
And while that happens, a blue mushroom, which is double in size, that has sharp teeth, also comes out of the heart of the forest.
I want to. I know I need to find this treasure, but I also gotta stop this from happening. So I want to throw.
He's eyeing you.
I want to throw my dagger. Gonna throw it. I want to pierce it right in the ground so it can't go anywhere. I'm throwing. Flip.
Is this the blue one?
This is the blue one.
Okay.
Big boy. Big
yep.
daddy.
Yep. Go. Roll.
Ready?
For me.
Big daddy's going down because we've got a 19.
Ooh, it is successfully tagged. In fact, that kills it.
Nice.
I don't know if you wanted to.
And then, cool.
Yep.
That was cool.
Fantastic. Well,
these mushrooms are not very threatening.
No. I mean, just, we should just not get near them.
So glad you said that because a giant red mushroom.
Ugh, it's always the red ones.
Now comes out. And it wants to charge Tad.
What am I? What's wrong? Okay. Don't worry. I'm going to jump. And stab it right in the head from the top.
Wait.
Hmm? Oh,
roll,
sorry.
Roll higher than what I got.
I got a 16.
Oh, you did. You want to stab it, do you?
Yeah, I want to jump up, flip, cool tail. I want to grab this with my tail, stab it right in the head.
You're stabbing it with giant's bane?
Yes.
Well, technically, this is a giant mushroom, so you do double damage and it's dead.
Yes! Thank you.
There's
cool.
still...
The little ones.
The three of them.
The little babies. How long is he this?
Until the one that did it dies.
Oh,
well, as I have three prongs upon my trident.
You're literally making a kebab.
I am going to make a mushroom trident kebab. And I'm going to skewer all three in one go.
Roll, if you can roll your first one higher than a 13, I'll allow all three.
19.
Ooh, boy, howdy.
Save
me, Dave.
All three of them have died. There you go.
They say senpai?
Gentlemen. Can I point out that how strange this day is? The spiders are quickly followed by mushrooms, and I never saw that coming.
Mm-mm.
You also didn't see coming, even though you rolled a perception of 20 last episode and you saw it for a second, but you ignored it ever since then, especially the last 10 minutes of battle.
Good one.
Boy.
That giant tree, the shrine.
Yes.
The shrine that had been... robbed by the storm giant that moved very briefly last time.
It did.
Finally comes to life. Now that the treaty has been broken, it has got its energy back, its life back. You guys are facing the spirit of the forest.
Cool.
Roll for initiation.
Oh my goodness.
Because you said, because the tree is done, now flora and fauna are coming after us, right? I don't remember that part. Not the important part. What's I've got a 5.
Dave?
6.
16.
Dave,
oh boy.
16.
Don't worry.
6.
Tad's in the back, guys. We got this.
Samantha's a 6, and then Tad's a 5. And then I'm going to add a +5 to my roll for initiation. That's an 18.
I'm doing my Street Fighter.
Oh, so you beat
Peter Miv.
Oh, if I was doing my -4 to my roll, I would have rolled a 2.
That's Oh, that's still very bad. Yeah. Okay,
we'll do that. I'm at a two. Yep. We'll do that. I forgot I have negative four for every roll.
No, not every roll. Just that one. Just the first
just that
roll.
One roll?
Yep, just okay, the great. Very first roll, just to start you off. Depends how nice you are at the intro. All right, so you are facing a treant. A treant is a tree humanoid. This thing...
It's an ent.
It is an ent. It is. This thing initially
his
stood...
His name is Trent?
Yes, his name is Trent.
The tree ent.
Terrence is his friend, and Darby is...
So this thing was the shrine. This thing was the birch tree that had been carved to be the shrine, and now it has collapsed and become this 20-foot giant treant. And when you see its gleaming eyes, you notice that they are green.
Oh, so they don't show up here.
Nothing back there.
No. Alrighty, the treant... would like to attack Samantha because you are right in front of it because you haven't really moved this whole time.
Oh my goodness, because I have been enraptured.
Ooh. It's six. I rolled the tree had rolled a six, so it went too high. But it went to...
Made of wind.
Getcha. Dave, you're next. What would you like to do?
I am just going to... I'm not going to attack something that is obviously benign. The spirit of the forest should be a friend to us. So I am going to simply place myself in the way of these two and create a barrier of protection.
Oh my goodness, Dave, are you?
The barrier of protection is you physically.
Yes.
Yep.
Are you saving me?
17.
Oh, you successfully stood in front of it.
So that would allow them an extra like last time, would it?
No, it means that all attacks will be on you.
Sweet, that's cool. That's
fine. But they don't take any damage.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, I have an idea. Yeah. My turn. All right, I want to jump, climb. I want to scurry up the tree like my little cat self I am. I want to go for the eyes.
Nice.
Because I'm smelling.
Kind of makes a mockery of me purposely not trying to hurt this tree.
Yeah, but no, I don't want to hurt it. I want to see. I'm smelling something in those green eyes. Smelling precious stones. I could be very wrong about this, but it sounds right.
Why don't you roll for me?
Everybody pray.
You know what? I'll give you a plus one to the roll too.
15.
So that's a 6.
And I have another plus one.
17. All right. So you climb up the back of it very successfully. Your claws digging in. It's like... And then you want to swink, look in its eye?
Yeah, I want to look. I want to make sure it's the precious stone. So I'm a little vulnerable up here, but I want to see what's going on.
That's a hard word to say when you're excited.
Vulnerable, yeah. A lot of vulnerable sounds. Okay, so that, and because I got a 17, can I know right now if that's the precious stone I smell?
100%. It is not just a precious stone. This is the emerald. And with a 17, I can tell you that this is the elemental emerald stone.
So this is what's giving its life. It's this stone.
That's what it's protecting.
Yeah.
Now you know it.
Okay, well, I'm up here. So, whatever.
Samantha, your turn.
I will try to reason with this beautiful creature with the most stunning green eyes I have ever seen since Dave's eyes. I will try to, without disrespecting your move of putting yourself in between us and this tree spirit, I will try to nicely, gracefully sort of move you to the side so that you're not in any danger, and I will say, great tree spirit, so that you're not the threat. You have a presence. Okay, great. Well, your trident is sticking out and you're hanging all over it.
It's pretty big. You can't put it somewhere.
It's a big trident. Where can you put it?
I'm not compensating.
Great tree spirit, please spare us your wrath, your rage, my God, you have the most gorgeous eyes I think I've ever seen. They are stunning.
They're treasure. They're treasure. They're
Tad,
treasure.
Shut the hell up, Tad.
They're treasure.
No, no, no. We don't care. We don't care about treasure. We don't care about that. We are but humble servants to your great and wise, powerful tree spirit. And we are on our way to stop the rogue storm giant. So as you can see, you must let us go, please. Because if we do not, then we will not complete our quest. And therefore, your forest will wither and die.
As you're talking, you notice that both of its hands go up and it summons more mushrooms. Three yellow, two blue, one red. Guys, it's on.
So do we have to fight it?
Yeah, a copywritten.
I don't want to fight an end.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Well done.
Ents are good guys. I don't want to fight the spirit of the forest.
Well, it's not acting normal.
Oh, like the frost giant was not acting normal.
Exactly. So this
what was
thing...
That, I see something going on.
Do I have lipstick?
What was it? No, out of the corner of your mouth. What was it? It's not a frost giant. It was a...
Storm giant.
Dave, Tad, this creature does not seem to be acting of its own. Dad.
That's right, you said Dave.
You keep calling me Dad. It's Tad.
Dave, Daddy, this is not a normal creature.
I am not your father.
Groot, I am Groot. I can speak a little bit of tree, but this is not a normal spirit of the forest. We have to fight this. This is not acting of its own accord.
Yeah, you guys were doing some weird dance with each other. I'm already up here. I think I can... Suck these little... What do you...
I'm rolling for the red, blue, and the yellow mushrooms.
Oh, wait.
Why
those guys are going
first?
Why is that
happening?
Uh-huh. That's a lot of guys.
Do we have the same initiative order?
Well, you failed.
Adding into it. No. I have to roll to see where I fit in with the...
I see.
Like,
see.
Who goes when.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So I place them in, and there are three...
As best friends, that's how we say it.
Three yellow mushrooms, two blue mushrooms, and one red mushroom. And you know what the yellow mushrooms do.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you know. So
paralyzed. Oh, yeah. We don't know what the red and blue do.
No, because I killed those suckers quick.
And now that Samantha's turn has been, it's the Treants go. You know what? I'm going to say that the Treants go was to bring forth more mushrooms. So it's the red mushrooms go.
I'm ready. Do I roll against them for everything?
Who is this red mushroom attacking?
Because they're all attacking me, aren't they? That was
well, this one didn't quite get there. The red mushrooms just...
Sucky mushroom.
And I did move you out of the way, so now I'm just
vulnerable.
But
no, I'm still in the way. No, you're not. They're, don't make it
you're
hard.
You're slightly to the side.
What a little couple
Dave,
quarrel
I'm
happening.
Like, Dave, I appreciate
right
it. No, but
look
I'm right
this.
Here.
Tad's it doesn't really matter where you go.
Tad's rolling his eyes. Oh.
Am I right? Moderator's just drinking beer. Like straight up, no
good
disguise. That's just... There we go. The flagons. the red mushroom rolled a 5. Six. So the sorry about that, Devin. It's a 6. It's a 6. So it didn't really do anything, but it's eyeing you guys down real hard. Dave, it's your turn.
Oh, sweet. Do I decide what I do or do I just roll?
Yeah, you got to figure out what you want to do and then roll to see what happens.
I am going to... launch my trousers.
I didn't want to draw it properly.
You drew it. You drew
an
ass.
Delete it, aren't I? I'm going to launch my trident at the emerald in the Ent.
Yep.
And knock it out of the head of the Ent.
Nice. Okay, go. Roll for me.
4.
Ooh, you dropped your trident. Whoop.
Thank God that was the negative, because I'm sitting right there.
Yeah. Well, I failed miserably.
Oh, damn it, I should have.
Too late,
Dad! It was under a 5. It was under a 5 as well. It 100% should have gotten you, but oh well, he just missed it instead. It is the blue mushroom's turn. The blue mushroom, teeth are out.
Oh, yeah.
17. I didn't say what it was going to do, but it's totally going to... ram Dave.
Me.
In the way. No. Yep.
Okay, so blue
so
mushroom
lose a
either freezes
heart. Yeah.
Or it gets the guy in first place. That's what the blue mushroom does.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Half a heart.
Half a heart. It's the blue. It's not a red one. But the second blue mushroom's going to do exactly the same thing.
Sweet,
so watch yourself. That's a 9. Damn. That's not going to happen. The blue's like...
bounce.
Good. It's now the yellow mushroom's turn. The yellow mushroom's going to... sneeze on Tad.
No, up here?
Tree.
Still on me.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
Like
20 feet
up.
Still on
me.
Still on you. Dave, you ready? That's
yeah,
a 6.
Smart for me to climb up there.
The second yellow mushroom. 14. Do you think your 20 is going to make you immune from it the whole time?
I don't know. You're the moderator.
All right, you get one more, but the next one's going to get you. So if this rolls higher than 11.
All right.
3. All right.
Paralyzed.
These mushrooms.
Alrighty.
Seriously.
Which means it is now Samantha's turn. Ooh, wow, your eyes narrowed at me.
Absolutely. Okay. Because now it's time for Samantha to call upon one of his charges to try to summon a crackling field of air energy to create a barrier if possible.
Well,
for Dave and myself.
You can...
Is
you
that what
need
a charge can
do?
No, I can just do
a
that.
A charge is you roll and a random effect will happen.
Ooh. Mm. I'm going to do the crackling field of air energy to try to protect Dave and myself.
Love it. That is something that you can do with your arcane magic. Don't forget, though, you can control air. So, yeah.
That's
you,
true.
So, I'll give you a +1 to this roll because you are an air genasi and you have a legendary weapon. So, go.
Excellent.
Like plus
if you,
one.
Like if you blew the air that way so that none of the smoke and none of the spores could go.
Come on, Sam. Help me. Six.
Man.
Hold on.
Sam.
Do you have to look up?
As that happens,
seven.
You hear.
Not today, motherfuckers.
Big fan.
Oh, that's no good.
Who was that, Jack Black? Who was that?
That was your skull, actually.
Yes, it was. Oh, that was? Really?
Yeah.
Sam's a dick.
His skull is cruel. Yeah. Petty.
Tad, it's your turn.
There's two eyes, so I want to crawl down to the front. I'm facing the face of the tree.
You are.
Got a face,
are there
right?
Two jewels?
It's eyes.
The eyes are glowing from within.
Oh. There's an emerald in the forehead, you said.
But it is there.
There's an emerald in the tree.
Yeah. It's like the brain.
What a waste
okay,
of
so I want to reach through the eyes.
Okay.
And I want to pull out this stone.
Okay, so you're a rogue, so you have stealth, right? But
yes.
When you're reaching through someone's face,
yes.
You do not have stealth at all.
Nice.
This is negative one.
Nice.
Yeah, good GMing. Really good, really good.
Cat-like reflexes. Well, here we go, guys.
You're on its face and you have been...
17!
Okay, minus one is a 16.
Phew,
so
you reach through
it like a missile.
You reach through and you grab it! You can't get it out.
Why?
But you've got it.
I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
It's not coming out of it.
Guys, I got it. Guys, it's really jammed in there.
Where's my trident?
It's on the ground, Dave. Go pick it up.
Wait, grab it.
No, but where? Is it embedded anywhere in the tree?
No, you just dropped it. It's on
and
the
I
ground
dropped,
next to you.
I literally went, oh.
Yeah,
again,
you did. You dropped it.
Sure,
you dropped it.
Whoopsie.
So the tree ant with a hand in its face is going to... grab Tad.
Mm-mm.
No.
And throw him.
Not no. with feet. Not
not
today.
As far as possible.
No.
11.
Ah.
So it wasn't as far as possible, but there's definitely gotcha. And you're throwing, and because you're a cat, you land on your feet. So you don't take any damage for it, but you are nowhere near this tree. Mm-hmm. And.
Mm. Yeah. Well, guys, there is something in there.
Are you okay?
I'm fine overall.
You're
actually
a little
cat
fragile.
Like reflexes, man. But
what's
no,
happening?
There's an emerald inside that's controlling the tree, and they'd probably kill all the enemies, but I can't get that sucker out of there. That one's real embedded in
Tad,
there.
Tad, Dave, we're going to have to burn this mother down.
Oh.
Mm. Dave,
right,
can you breathe fire?
The red mushroom. The red mushroom's going up to...
me.
Yep.
It's always going to be me.
Dave, get out of the way.
That's a three. The red mushroom's just still... it's.
Hello, red mushroom.
It's a bit sad now, I think. Yeah. The red mushroom just
came up to me and went,
no, it didn't even do that. Didn't even get there. It wishes it could have done that. Yeah. Right. It's not doing so well. The two blue mushrooms, they're going to target Tad for getting on their
isn't
boss.
Isn't it me? Don't they target me?
14. It takes a chunk out of your... All right, your wrist, and you take half a heart of damage.
Half a heart.
But
yeah.
The second one...
Oh, yeah,
have a heart.
The second one's going after Dave. That's an 18. Yeah. Takes half a heart.
I take my half a heart.
That's it. And now it's the yellow mushrooms. All three of them at once are going to do a big sneeze in your direction.
Who's? Sam's direction? Sam.
Yeah. All of you.
Oh, no.
Whatever I roll, if you roll higher than it, you save. You
okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh. Yes.
8.
2.
18. 9.
Oh.
Sorry, Tad.
Tad, you have frozen and you cannot move. You have frozen and you cannot move. It is now Tad's turn.
Is it? No, is it my go?
Have you not had a go?
Is that
no.
Dave.
It's my go.
There you go. I've got it wrong every time, so yeah.
Dave, you can do this.
I mean, yeah, sure.
You can do this because you can.
I mean, it seems like charges make you poop gold or do something ridiculous that wouldn't be helpful in this scenario.
So, Hector got a ring out of it.
Oh, good. Useful. I am going to use my trident once again.
Yep.
To stab three mushrooms.
Oh, done. Yep. You know the drill? If you roll higher than was it a 14? You get...
Which ones are you going for? Because if you kill the one that got me, the one I can start moving
well,
again.
I don't know if the moderator chooses which three die.
No, it's your... you tell me which ones you're after. The three, I'm
assuming going
it's
after
the
three little yellow ones, because they're stupid.
Roll me a 14 or half.
Two.
God.
Win!
You were throwing
That's
it
That's my job!
I wasn't throwing it.
you were going to stab it. Okay, you stab your foot.
Lose half a heart?
There it is.
No, I'm the worst warrior.
But at least you don't lose a charge.
I don't.
It is now Tad's turn.
We're getting massacred by mushrooms.
What would you... Oh, I'm sorry.
Paralyzed.
You're paralyzed.
Is there a charge I can do without
moving?
Yes, you
can. You can do a charge whenever
and where. I'd like to do a
charge. All right, roll a d20 for me.
All right. Sam, would you mind rolling up?
That's preemptive.
A four.
Four. That's not a bad thing.
No. Sorry, I'm frozen.
Oh my god!
I think it's gonna be bad.
Did I get cherries?
This is so interesting.
Ma, don't get that excited.
Sorry. This is from Chris H, aka True Scorn. Your next 50 footsteps leave flames.
So am I just...
Hell yes!
If you walk on anything flammable, it will catch fire.
You're gonna set fire to the forest if only you could move.
You have to walk on the tree.
You gotta show me, guys. You gotta just hammer. You gotta
so
fastball special me right into that tree.
Everything.
Oh wait,
you have to cure him somehow.
Okay, yeah,
kill magically. Kill the mushrooms.
I have a question about that charge,
yes.
If I can.
Yeah.
A technical question.
Yeah.
Will the magic be activated with Tad's legs moving, or just touching contact with the bottom of his feet? We have to know.
Come on.
Then you're gonna pick him up by the tail and swing him around.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
I'm so on.
Roll me 11 or higher.
Oh boy. I want it to. You know what I'm looking. You know what I'm trying to do. You know what? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Oh, please.
If you roll it,
that?
You can do it. He can't. He's paralyzed.
10.
No. What?
Did you have a plus one on anything? Did you?
No, Maude. You don't like me. I don't.
Okay.
So it's only activated by his legs moving.
Yeah, you've ensured that. Okay, so now it is...
You still get to go.
Samantha, it's your turn. If you kill that mushroom, he can move in his next turn.
That's true. That is true.
So much power, so much potential.
Dad, are you all right? I'm going to try to protect you. I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to use my air magic and whip you up.
Kill the mushroom.
Oh, I shouldn't do that. I should kill the mushroom.
No, kill the mushroom.
All right,
if you don't kill the mushroom, he can't move.
I can't move until you kill it.
Now,
eat it if you want to.
I know. That's how I was a minute ago.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
I'm not going to eat it.
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to have to use my fists. And I'll slam these mushrooms.
All right. Okay.
All three of them. Pa, pa, pa.
Well, I mean, if you just do the one, it's an 11 or higher. If you want to do all three of them, it's a 14 and higher. Do you just want to target the one?
Do I know which one targeted?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I'll target just the one.
Yep.
This wasn't a remnant of the three. It was just
it
the
was,
one.
It was, but I'm feeling nice.
Thank you.
You know what? I don't accept that. It's going to be a 14 or higher.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Whoops.
Roll again.
Here we go. Blowing that?
No, he can't. He's paralyzed. Oh, I guess he's blowing through his teeth.
Blowing it.
Breathe it.
Okay, here we go. 10.
You like the 10s, huh?
No.
Alrighty. Well, with that, it is now the treant's turn.
Great.
The tree is not very happy at all at this. It's going to try and step on you, Sam. Mantha? With a 6, that's not happening. But don't worry. The red mushrooms coming back at ya.
Okay, come on, bring
it. It's been bungling the past few turns.
It's a 10.
We're not only immensely unlucky,
yeah.
But we're also quite lucky.
That's true.
Just a whole lot of f**k is happening.
We're uninteresting is what we are.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Could
All
you
right.
imagine if one of these villagers was watching? It'd be so
crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people stabbing the ground and getting thrown around. No one getting hurt.
I'm rolling for the two blue mushrooms that would like to charge Dave. And that's a 15 and a 17.
Bow, bow.
So I lose
a full heart. Yep. They chomp at you again. And the three yellow mushrooms.
God.
For everybody.
What am I supposed to do?
Well,
I'm ready.
Yep.
Well, I'm...
Oh, well, it's just the three layer mushrooms. That's a 2. Never mind.
20! What a waste.
Oh,
15 and...
It was just a 2.
We're fine.
Yeah.
With that all happening, Dave, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to kill his mushroom.
Yep. 11 or higher.
2. Nothing is going to happen today. Nothing is happening to anybody.
Tad is going to have an aneurysm over here.
Well, Tad, it's your turn.
Do I stab myself in the foot again?
Well, I mean, no. Wait. And I'm realizing you do have self-healing.
I do, so, yeah.
But it's not this turn you don't.
Okay.
You
know, sorry, I'm unfreezing just for a second just to mark off a charge.
Fair enough. It's your turn. Okay, nothing happens.
Can I use another charge?
Yeah.
I'm going to use another charge.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, I'm going to go Super Saiyan.
Okay. Yep.
Kiss it.
That's my blessing. Eight.
Okay.
Eight.
Troy R. says that you gain rope. It binds enemies. It helps you scale obstacles. With the right roll, you can Tarzan across a canyon. It helps until there is a roll less than five. So you have rope just lands at your feet.
And
you
my feet are on fire.
No, that doesn't happen.
No, we've magical. Established you need to pump your legs to get your feet to get on fire.
Samantha, it's your turn.
Kill them.
Kill that mushroom.
Right.
You're
kill
like
them.
Seriously like a nuke.
You can't
ready
kill
to
them.
Explode.
Don't worry, Tad. I'll free you. The way that I was freed. I'm going to use my wind magic. Wait, wait. I'll use a chaos bolt.
Okay. Fire it up. I'll give you a plus one because that's a legendary weapon.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. All right. And targeting
please.
That one.
Please.
Me?
It's okay. I got this.
So
plus
it's a ten,
one.
Or, 10 or higher.
Plus
and
one.
You rolled all the 10s.
Six. That's a seven.
I'm sorry. Hold on. This is ridiculous.
Time out. Time What's out. Going on, guys? We need to have a chat about this. Team in. I haven't been great. I haven't been speaking very well either.
No, you've
What's
been doing
going
great.
On? You've wasted a 20.
I'd like my head on, cannon team. Is that my head cannon is that these mushrooms got us all really stoned,
got
and
it.
So we're like,
what?
None
what
of this is happening. Yeah.
Not we're just sitting here like, oh. What's happening?
Just kick me over so I squish it with my body. Just do like, anything.
I'm like,
literally anything.
Dad, just move your legs, dude. You can move. And you're like, I can't move.
All right.
Okay.
You know what? Oh, no.
I want beer.
You know what? Roll to see if the it has effects still. Bloody roll higher than a 10.
Please end this sequence.
To see it. Put it in his mouth and make him spit it. Put it in his mouth.
Like in Jumanji.
No.
Oh, good
who's
job.
Got who's got
good
it?
Job. I'm so sorry. Where I am so
it?
Sorry.
If it's good bad, job. Give well it back then. To me.
It's okay. It's, it doesn't count.
Where did it go?
There. Here, you want to roll my red one?
There.
It's probably bad luck
just
to...
Go on freeze okay, for just
here.
A second.
Here we go. Right, ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Hold it in your mouth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And just drop it on the... There you go.
13.
Oh, thank God. You're no longer paralyzed. It's your turn.
I got a Charlie horse in every muscle. Jesus.
What are you going to do?
Huh? I'm going to run. Just run. I'm going to bind the tree up and just burn the... down with my feet.
You're gonna use that rope to swing around everything, right?
Everything just bind it all up like what are the AT-ATs is Star Wars a really popular movie
oh, okay.
In this
so you
realm.
Wanna use the rope to do it or do you just wanna run around?
And I wanna run around it like who does that?
Tarzan.
The Roadrunner.
There we go. And I'm gonna burn it. I'm gonna burn that. I'm gonna light the tree on fire.
Just gonna rehash what you're able to do. If you run over something it will catch fire and you wanna use a rope
To wrap up the top.
No. He wants to use a rope to swing like Tarzan from the top of the tree to then run around like Mission Impossible.
Run
Tom Cruise
tree.
Goes protocol on the building.
There you
right?
go. Yeah.
Exactly.
But
is it just the
treant that you're targeting?
Yeah.
What about all the mushrooms?
Well, everything will catch fire. It's a forest.
Yeah, right. And those mushrooms gotta die if this thing goes down. I swear.
So your rope works if you roll a five or higher.
It's gonna be a one, isn't it?
Eight.
Oh my
god. Okay.
Oh, a single
these
digi
are charges, so they're good from other roles, right? Or do
yeah.
I...
Talk me through what you're doing now because all of it happens.
Okay, so I'm lassoing it up. This is what I'm gonna do, because I'm gonna use my tail for the rope. Ready? I'm holding it.
Yeah.
Throw it.
Yep.
It goes around like imagining kind of like a Groot type thing where it's got like a kind of a wood crown.
Yep.
So around that, locked up, running. You're already seeing like the ground catch fire as I run up and I jump. Both hands, does this count as hands or feet? Because I want to kind of do it. I want just my lower feet?
Just your lower feet.
Okay. So I'm going to climb up and I'm going to start just running. You're just seeing all these little adorable paw prints lighting on fire all the way around this tree.
It's the cutest
thing
I've ever seen.
And this tree's just it's just going up quick. It's a super dry. This is basically a dead tree.
It's
going up quick.
It's the dry season. The storm giants left, therefore it's not as wet. It's the dry season.
So what do you know? This tree has just, while you're on it,
I'm gonna let go, which comes all along with my tail, and I'm gonna land like this on the ground.
Fine.
Really cool.
If the tree dies, do the mushrooms follow?
We're about to find out.
They do. So the birch tree, the treant, which was the shrine of the heart of the forest, collapses into a pile of ash, and straight on top of the ash, and you hear little... There the mushrooms going.
Oh, cool, cool.
On the top, of course it's green, so I'll put it... No, f*** it, it's green. But... It has to be. It has to be. This landed on top of it. What would you like to do with it?
I'm going to pick it up. Smell it. Because do I have like a perception check to find out if I know anything based on my treasure smells?
Well, actually, I mean, it depends how well I can do this. Because it's
is this like
not
a real
today, mother.
Let's see if anything happens.
Now look at your map. I made sure there were lots of pictures so that you could read.
Cool. Ignore all that. It's the second last one.
Okay.
You found the earth stone. Good. Put it in the trident.
Oh. Who said that?
You're scalded.
You're scalded. And...
And with this, when the earth stone fits into the hole where the trident... So the earth elemental has been unlocked on the trident. You'll notice it's kind of like that. As you hold the trident and the magic surges through it, a memory appears to you.
A memory? Oh, that seems like a real anticlimax. Oh.
Well, that's not the only thing.
Lost yours.
Oh.
But no, she doesn't.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Remember, you can't.
One second.
Oh my goodness.
It seems that everybody's forgotten what the memory was.
Dad, look at Dave. She's just locked in some kind of a trance. Mm-hmm. I've never seen her this calm.
It's the mushrooms again.
Oh my goodness, Dave.
Don't eat them.
A memory
don't touch
appears.
Them.
A memory appears?
A small amount of magic surges back into you, and the memory appears to you. Dave sees herself use her blood to activate the weapon. She sees a battle taking place between Dragonborn and another enemy on the dunes and sands next to an ocean. There was a lot of blood and destruction, which feels weird since this place has only known peace. And it looks like you didn't win at all.
Well, that's not real.
I mean, it's a memory. Did we see it or is it just her?
Just me who saw it.
So that vision appeared to you as a memory comes back to you. Ooh. And then you also hear... This happened.
Now look at your map. I made sure there were lots of pictures so that you could read it without any help.
This sounds familiar, like I've heard that before.
What?
And you'll notice that you have a map that you pull out of your pocket of Truthernia. And over here, a blue glowing dot appears.
On the map?
Wow. It's representative.
On the map, and you'll notice that it's at the Shaughnessy.
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 The Shaughnessy.
Near the
sea.
Janassi. The Shaughnessy by the Janassi.
The Janassi.
Oh, the Shaughnessy by the Janassi Islands.
The
look at that, dear. Oh,
so congratulations, guys. You have the forest elemental stone that is now in the trident, and your magic is coming back to you, Dave, along with your memory. That is all we have time for, though, for episode 3 of Fungeons and Flagons.
Was all mushrooms.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
It's not a...
I had a cool death. I don't know about you guys. I had a good
that was
time.
Awesome. Guys, we could do the mission, or we could go to Swan Pond. Doesn't that seem nice?
Swan Pond.
Let's go to Swan Pond.
That's Swan Pond.
That seems quaint.
All that and more on the next episode of Fungeons and Flagons. Be sure to...
Farmstead.
I think that's where you started. Be sure to subscribe to Geek Bomb to catch all the episodes. And if you do want bonus content, including pre and post interviews with our lovely team, hit up the $10 and higher tier for Patreon. And $5 and higher gets you the episode a full day early. Guys, you know what we say when we end an episode?
Cheerio!
Mates, and let's have another round as buddies and pals.
Yes. Easy.
See you next episode.